This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Not much to say, just thrilled that the council take action and approve the Sixth Amendment to the American Rescue Plan so that we did not lose any funding as the city of Buffalo and have to send that back to the federal government. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Acting Mayor, there's a growing number of people, advocacy groups, calling for investigations on this at U.S. Treasury, State Controller, State AG. Do you support a broader look into this program as the way it was rolled out?
Yeah, it was made aware to me shortly ago that people have reached out to the New York State Controller, and he's acknowledged that he was contacted. If any of those agencies want to come look at the American Rescue Plan, that's okay. I was here for a few weeks and I did the same thing. I asked our auditors, a group of auditors that we have under contract to do a tabletop review of the plan to make sure that every I's dotted, every T's crossed. So I'm all for transparency. I've mentioned that several times since taking on this role. So when it comes to transparency and communication, I don't have a problem with that.
There was a lot of concern during the meeting today when council members were talking to the finance commissioner regarding that audit by Drexler Malecki. There's no documentation of it. There's no report of it. There's no information. How did they come to the determination so you could base your decision on moving this money to revenue replacement?
Well, they were not solicited or asked to come in and under a certain contract or anything like that, or asked to provide any sort of written report. It wasn't that sort of forensic audit of any sort. It was more a tabletop review with the Department of Administration and others to make sure that everything was lined up and all the I's were dotted, all the T's were crossed before we went and filed an amendment to the council, just so we were making sure all the numbers lined up and we were on the up and up and everything was good to go.
It was mentioned repeatedly in the session caucus, whatever you want to call it here, but about there being the lack of transparency, that the details, that the council members were searching for details, that there was a lot of incomplete information. How could have this process have been better?
What kind of transparency they're talking about, you'd have to ask them specifically. I can speak to what's gone on in my role here for the last 2 months, and there's been absolute transparency. Any question that's been asked by the council, we've provided the information, and we, quite frankly, we've provided it numerous times on all the number of groups who applied for funding, those who didn't qualify, those who did qualify, how much they were originally awarded, and because of revenue replacement or other issues, how much those amounts were changed to, who's received those fundings, that funding to date, and who will receive it over the course of the next years. All of that information has been provided to the council. So any question that they've asked of me or the administration since I've taken on the role of mayor, that information has been provided.
Do you blame the previous administration, the administration of Byron Brown, for what it did, its handling of the American Rescue Plan funds?
I'm not going to blame anyone. You know, we had those auditors review it. We had a final determination of this is where the money was, the $19 million that wasn't going to be encumbered. So that's why we went to the council and asked. You know, there's staff here that was working every day till late at night, making sure that this plan was on the up and up and everything was squared away and providing all the right information to the council. So I want to thank the staff that was doing that, because they were working tirelessly to make sure we got this money out to the agencies that didn't receive the funding, the two that we're referencing. I am committed to working with them to find funding for them in the future through different budgets or different avenues. We'll continue to work with the council and with those organizations to make sure that we get the funding to them.
When did your administration know that this money was going to be needed to be switched to revenue replacement after the auditors took a look at the numbers?
So, I think following the council, following city government, you all know that there was an American Rescue Plan working group that was meeting on a regular basis. I believe the date was November 20th, 21st, somewhere around there. I went and actually met with that group personally, representatives of the council, representatives of the administration. I can tell you that it's the first time a mayor sat down in that group. And so I wanted to make sure they knew that day that I had discovered, listen, I think it's going to be very difficult for us to allocate all this money. I'll have all this money obligated by the end of the year. I was very transparent with them at that date. I informed them that Director Malecki was going to review the plan, so we knew exactly how much we wouldn't be able to obligate before the end of the year, and that's where we arrived, how we arrived at the $19 million.
There's been conversations and talks that some people, some groups, were not awarded money because either handshake deals, promises, they didn't support the previous administration. I know you can't speculate on that, but doesn't that enough trigger and warrants an investigation?
Yeah, I can't speak to what took place prior to 2 months ago, obviously. So I don't know what that situation is. All I know is that you had the 100-plus organizations apply through the process that the teams that were set up to review the requests. They came down to 39 organizations that qualified, and of those groups, all have received their money except for two. One was reclassified and out of the RFA process. The one that remained in the RFA process, Ujima Theater, we will work with to get funding to them somehow in the next year or so, however we can. And with the King Urban Center, we'll continue to work with them to get them money, and with the council to make sure that their roof's taken care of.
What is that final number of ARP money? Because the controller's office had their figure of $35 million, and what happened today was more along the lines of 30.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they're talking about. They could be speaking up. We have $19 million that we were reallocating today, but that could also be the 19 plus money that's not, the contracts just haven't been finalized, that will be finalized by the end of the year. I'm not sure exactly where they pulled that 35 number from.
In terms of what the Buffalo Water Board or Authority ended up doing with their funding, going from basically, you know, assisting residents who were behind on their bills, making the capital improvements, what's your reaction to that? I know you have said before, or at least you've said in writing, they were disheartened or disappointed in that. But what happens next? What happens now after that happens?
So if you speak to the auditors who reviewed the plan, they would tell you that it was allowed. I don't think that means it's acceptable. You know, I was sitting on the council when we voted to approve that $11 million going to an arrears program, and for them to take it and use it for another use, I'm not okay with, quite frankly. There was a 9-member body that voted for that money to be used in a very specific way. It wasn't. That's why I called it to everyone's attention. I didn't want it to go without being seen. But again, reporting back to the federal government that it was, we are reporting back to the federal government that it was used for capital expenses, and I will go from there.
Regarding the Buffalo Water, do we know, is that $11 million for back payments, like the debt that's owed by residents of the city, does that still exist? Did they hit zero on a keyboard? I mean, do you have any answers from Buffalo Water?
I don't have answers on that yet. We're looking into it. Again, I don't even have the specifics on the capital. I know there was lead lines replaced and things of that nature with the $11 million, but we're trying to figure out exactly what it was. And as far as carrying the debt or writing off the debt, I'm not sure what the Water Board has done yet. We're waiting to hear.
One more. Do you even know the interest that city residents had in that program? Was it a program in which wasn't being utilized at all? Not a lot of residents were
what, taking what program?
The assistance with the back water bills.
The arrears?
Yeah. Okay. Is that the reason why that money was potentially transferred from that program, that initiative, to capital improvements?
No, it's my understanding there was $11 million that we voted on to go to an arrears program that was being applied to those outstanding bills. It wasn't an application process, anything like that. It was that it was simply going to be applied to that. I could be wrong with the number. I think it was $17 million in arrears that the water board was owed. But I think we okayed the $11 million going to them. And at somewhere along the lines, it was transitioned and moved to capital.
Is there any direct connection to, I know you've had a high profile departures from City Hall, Delano Dowell and Brendan Mahaffey, to the current situation we dealt with just now with ARPA, are those connected at all?
No, those transitions, those changes, you know, they were just conversations I've had with them and about the direction we'd like certain departments to go. And during those conversations, decided that it was right to make some changes.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.